You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Luck is an intangible and ever elusive aspect of the human experience. The concept of luck has many names across the globe, spanning cultures and continents. A new exhibition at Gus Fisher Gallery brings together a group of artists from around the world to explore differing perspectives and cultural positionings regarding luck. The pieces touch on how aspects of chance, unpredictability, agency and control can play out in the artistic production process. I spoke to contributing artist Louise Menzies about her approach to the concept of luck, as well as her experience as a part of the exhibition.
I guess it's easiest maybe to talk about the works in the show on right now. So they are kind of three printed, large printed scarves, like fabric, and they're displayed on some wooden stands, kind of, I guess, as sculptures, but I'm interested in them as objects someone might wear as well. And I guess generally the way things circulate in the world is of interest to me. I work with film and printed matter as well. And I guess often explore like the possibility of an image. And I guess in these works, there's a question around if writing can be an image as well. So the works are a combination of photography and text kind of collaged together. And some of them you see like text, like a text on your phone, a kind of playful kind of note with including emojis and kind of predictive words. And then in others you see kind of hand-drawn letter forms, like the suggestion of someone learning to write. And so there's a lot about kind of, I guess, what language might be in these works too.
And 8,000 Layers of Moments as an exhibition that considers luck from different artist perspectives. How did you approach that idea in your artwork?
So for me, I was interested in this sort of grey area between luck and chance. And like, I guess in our digital lives, I think sometimes what we mistake for luck, it might seem convenient or a coincidence, is often, in fact, probability. You know, a lot of our digital interactions are kind of underpinned by machine learning. Obviously, there's a lot of discussion about AI right now. And so, yeah, I guess I was interested in how we might name something as luck because it seems convenient, but there's often larger forces at play. There are a lot of different ways of approaching making artworks going on in the exhibition, whether that's like the different formats or ideas feeding into the project. And I think when we started out with talking around this notion of luck, I think, you know, I remember thinking, that's just sort of too simplistic. And, you know, how would that become something very unvaried enough and like interesting for an audience and even for, you know, the artists themselves. But I think when you start diving into luck, I think like there's a lot of dimensions to it. And for example, I think for me, I thought a lot about how often I think luck is a way it might be mistaken also for privilege. So I spoke about the way it relates to probability, but I think sometimes we say, oh, you know, and it's so lucky that something worked out that way. But often there are structural conditions that might have led to that outcome. So I think for me, there are some works in the show that start to explore that dimension, which is super interesting. So Matthew Galloway, also an artist connected to Elam right now, he has made a project about kind of oil crisis and the Carless Days, and I guess notions of bad luck and how that interacted with kind of politics of the Muldoon era. So yeah, I think it ended up becoming this really generous theme where there were many ways that all of us in the show could connect to maybe topics or curiosities that were already underway in our own work and find a way to be part of this bigger conversation. And I think it's really nice to discover how a work that you have made can kind of have this bigger conversation and this kind of flexibility and openness about its content and like what it can do in the world or something. That's been really fun.
And I just wanted to finish by asking a little bit about how this experience, the experience of being involved in this exhibition, has maybe influenced your future work or inspired future artistic endeavors.
Oh, well, there's going to be another show. There'll be like a kind of show in Helsinki in Finland as well. Second iteration of the exhibition. And I'm really looking forward to making new work for that. I guess I'm not quite sure yet what it will be. I'm just enjoying kind of seeing where the conversation around the current show goes. And we're also working on publication, which you can see some of in the exhibition, but that's kind of coming together right now, and that's going to kind of be launched towards the end of the Gus Fisher show, and that kind of includes page works, interviews, and different texts and responses. So yeah, I'm developing some new content for that.
That was artist Louise Menzies. The 8,000 Layers of Moments exhibition is currently being shown at Gus Fisher Gallery, and it's on until the 11th of May.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.